This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go!
KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. From the Dollar Loan Center Don'tBeBroke.com studios. Your home of the 20th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. Presented by the Venetian Resort and Sands Cares. Happening now and running 24 hours a day in the parking lot of NV Energy on West Sahara.
98.5 KLUC.
A radio.com station.
Day five of Toy Drive. Here's where we stand. Here's what's crazy. Kayla, what did you just say a second ago about how close you thought we were on cash and gift cards?
I think we're right around 40% of the way.
We have $182,607. We are $272,944 away from the goal. If the goal is one more dollar, that is exactly 40%
yes!
to the goal.
Y'all, you understand, I finally put my mathematics degree to work. So, thank you.
I'm looking at that. I checked it twice. I'm like, you're kidding me. This is amazing. 40.08%.
That's awesome.
Of the goal. Nice work. Thanks. On the NACVI injury loss, 702 injured bike board. 2,147 bikes. We are 5,963 away from the goal. Just under 6,000 away from the goal. That is 26% of that goal. And if you just say that truck 11 is going to close here pretty soon, that means we have 21 trucks left to go, and that's 34% of that goal. Right around this time last year, we were only 20% of trucks. We were 17% of bikes, and we were 31% of cash and gift cards. So I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I think we're doing pretty good, and especially with the bigger goals that we're trying to hit. And now, ladies and gentlemen, to help with that, Lil Jess, hit a number 16. I cannot tell you enough how proud I am to be back part of the Scarlet and Gray family. I can't tell you how welcomed and loved I have felt just over these last couple of months. It's like riding a bike. It's cool to be back part of it. I'm here to tell you right now, the people that are standing down below with Kayla are committed. They're on the right track. Rebel Athletics is going to be great again. It's really good. It's really good right now. It's really good right now. And it is going to be great again because there is spectacular leadership and people have got their heads in the right place. It is with great pleasure that I introduce the Director of Athletics for the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, Desiree Reed-Francois. Hey, Des!
Hey, it's so great to be here. And we cannot tell you how thankful we are to have you back as part of our family. You never left. You're always part of our family, but it's such a privilege to get a chance to work with you. So thank you.
That's true. We're having a lot of fun, huh?
Absolutely. It's awesome. I love having you in the arena.
I will tell you this right now, too. And if you're looking at box scores, you might be going, oh, well, I don't know. KO, the Lady Rebels are on the verge. I have no doubt that you haven't slept in the past week and a half because I know what a competitor you are. I know what a fighter you are, and I know how close this team is, and I know that you are just literally ready to break out.
Chet, I appreciate that. Our players are feeling the same thing that I'm feeling. We want to do it for the university, do it for Las Vegas community, and do it for people like you with this kind of passion that you have. I love coming every year and seeing all the bikes and seeing just all the commitment from all your people. I mean, it's a great atmosphere, and we can't thank you enough for what you do for everybody.
No, that's kind of you. We just point the way. You guys did all the work. You showed up today. Same thing, Coach Menzies. I mean, it's a young team. There's a lot of promise. And, man, and I know what makes a coach crazy is turnovers. And I know, but you and I both know. I see it. I saw it on Saturday against a really good Cincinnati team. You cut turnovers by 4%, 5%,
right.
and make three more shots.
Right.
And boom.
So yeah, but how about those toys, though, huh?
Yeah, no. It's good, but I mean, but really, my point is the future is so bright.
And it is.
And it's good right now. This is a fun team to watch. They're playing really hard. I know you guys are just working so hard.
Thanks, Chad. I appreciate it. Yeah, the guys, they really are, and they're – God bless them. They're right there too. They're like KO's girls, and we're just right there from starting to explode a little bit. And it's just about the process, and we're trusting it, and they are as well. And we love watching them, and I think they enjoy watching our games as well. We're both fighting hard to make the city proud, and we do think that we're going to get over the hump here sooner than later. So we just need those fans to keep coming out and keep supporting.
I am of the belief that the Mountain West is in for a rough ride. When they come
doubt.
To town.
No doubt about it.
I really believe that, because now you're going to go on the road for a few weeks while the rodeo road trip every year, and then conference season fires up in January. And I'm excited for it. I think there's going to be some folks that are going to go, wow, we didn't know UNLV was that good.
You know, I went by a local Italian restaurant by my house on the way home and picked up some to-go food. And everybody was like, Coach, great game. And I was like, wait, but you guys did see we lost by 4 points, right? But they were like, no, but you guys are fighting. It was great basketball. And so there was a lot of passion, enthusiasm, you know, right there locally as well. And so we know it's going to be good. We just got to keep staying the course. We'll be fine.
Yeah, and I'll say it publicly right now. It starts with everybody getting loud on defense and standing for the damn fight song. That's all I want.
Exactly.
We'll start there, and then we'll
baby steps,
and then we'll move on past that. So in any event, everybody's their arms are getting tired because they've been holding toys and looking directly into the sun, and
they're all athletes. This is what they do some squats while you're holding them toys. Come on, let's go.
But I recognize that box that Desiree is holding. What is it? Tell us what's in the box.
Well, Chet, what we have here is we have about $30,000 worth of men's, women's basketball tickets for your loyal listeners, and we're so excited to pack the Mac and pack Cox, and we just thought this might be a great way for us to contribute.
It's a huge way. Put another $30,000 on that board. Think about this. Spence, you and I have talked about this a million times in this situation. There are families out there that are just trying to make, they're just trying to make the rent. They're just hoping to put food on the table. They're just hoping to be able to make it through. And the idea of ever being able to go to the Thomas and Mack and go to a game, are you kidding me? There's just no way that would ever be possible. And now you've made that possible.
And life is like about experiences. I remember when I was a kid, grew up very poor, and we got free San Jose Earthquakes tickets. And they're in the MLS now, whatever it is. But back in the day.
Back in the NASL, dude.
Back in the day. And that was the coolest thing, to be able to go see something that I never would be able to go to otherwise.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for your generosity, guys, kids like me wouldn't have been able to see anything like that.
And then on top of that, they bring those amazing tickets that the parents get to pick up in the toy store. But then on top of that, they brought a boatload of toys and bikes. And we all know, when you bring all three, that's the toy drive trifecta.
I wanted to ask, too, there was another group that I saw on social that was a big part of this that helped out. I know I see Rebel Girls and I see cheerleaders. But there was another group, SACC, that helped out? Just stick a mic in front of somebody. I know somebody knows the answer to this. Who helped you guys with going out and getting toys?
Sure, of course. So yesterday, our great SAC group, it's our Student Athlete Advisory Committee, a bunch of our athletes went out yesterday to a local store and picked up different bikes, toys, all sorts of great stuff to give back to the community.
Who are you, tall, well-spoken, attractive collegiate athlete?
So my name is Alyssa Anderson, and I'm with Nikki Wheatley. We're on the women's basketball team, Lady Rebels, and I'm our SAC president at UNLV.
Oh, right on. Nice job.
Thank you.
Really good. Kayla, really quick, go through and just say your name and say how you're affiliated.
All right,
really fast. Start there.
Go. Jackie Perez, Special Assistant to the Athletic Director.
Andy Grossman, Athletics Communications.
And my buddy.
Marcus Bowman, CFO.
Mallory Poole, Student Athlete Development.
Morgan Ettinger, Graduate Assistant.
Arielle Fields, Marketing.
Kristen Hinton, Men's Basketball.
Woo,
and
love
my
her.
My buddy.
Timothy Conner, Marketing.
Also my buddy.
Bailey Jamison, UNLV Palm Team.
Nice.
Aliyah Kretschman, Rebel Girls and Company.
Zora Nettingham, Rebel Girls and Company.
Jordan Boysen, Rebel Girls and Company.
Casey Shoup, Rebel Girls and Company.
Scarlett Patterson, UNLV Palm.
Sierra Slade, Rebel Girls and Company.
Lucy Chandler, Rebel Girls and Company.
Nikki Wheatley, women's basketball.
So see, yes, we met her. Yeah, we met her. We met her. We met that one. So see, everybody's represented, and just amazing. Thank you so much. Love you guys. Go Rebels. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
It's the 20th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive, presented by the Venetian Resort and Sands Cares. Sponsored by NV Energy, Centennial Toyota, Nevada State Bank, Knock V Injury Law, Terrible Herbst, Fox 5, H&E Equipment Services, Sin City Portables, Brand Safeway, Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors, 98.5 KLUC, Las Vegas's number one hit music station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.